We started our team up in September 2014 due to all the lessons that were learnt from Rotherham, and we've been working hard within the community to identify. It's one of those crimes, those offences that is often unreported and requires us to be proactive as a police force to make everybody aware of the issues of CSE within our community, to help other people to identify it for the victims, because often they won't identify it themselves. The people that we deal with, they're very clever, and often people don't realise, even when we're kind of telling them that they've been groomed, that they have actually been groomed themselves, and it can take years for them to realise when they come into adulthood and reflect back on their life that actually that power difference was different and they were being exploited. So there's a responsibility in everybody within the community to look for signs in younger people where this may be present and to share that information with us, and we will take action where we can.
What sort of signs then, if I had to look out for, you know, what is it, their behaviour changes, how does it work?
Exactly, some of the classic ones that we talk about are where people come home, they're starting to dress differently, they're trying to dress slightly older than they are, they're being a little bit secretive about their mobile phones, their phones going off all day and all night, and they won't tell people who they're contacting. They may come home with gifts that you think otherwise they wouldn't be able to afford, but mainly changes in demeanour, starting to lose old friends, you know, online behaviour. It can present itself in a myriad of ways.
Is exploitation a particularly big issue in Dorset?
It's one issue that if you don't look for it, you're not going to find. And we do have instances within Dorset. We had one in court only this week where we prosecuted a gentleman in Poole who was targeting young girls after school, giving them drugs, and then he would exploit them. We do have exploitation within our schools. We do have peer-to-peer exploitation, and we have had instances where groups of young men have been taking younger girls to hotels, buying them alcohol, and then expecting sexual favours in return. That was a case down in Christchurch where we had four young girls from the Bournemouth area being taken there by older males who were basically kind of living a bit of a party lifestyle, really. And then there was an expectation that they would engage in sexual activity with the men, afterwards, when they were maybe a little bit more vulnerable, they'd had a little bit to drink and maybe taken some drugs. So we very successfully disrupted that very quickly. There was arrests. We searched their properties, we disrupted them, and every time they then made contact with them, we would arrest them again, effectively making those young people toxic to that group of males, and they didn't want to associate with them anymore. And we successfully managed to move them out of there, and actually they came back to us in the future by writing letters and kind of thanking us because they didn't really realise what was going on at the time. So it's really rewarding because at the time we can undergo a lot of verbal abuse from them because they see us as interfering in their lives and they're making choices, or they think, or they believe they're making choices in their own life and that they're in control. And actually to have someone come back and go, no, you were right, and that's obviously not what we do it, but it's nice to think that we are doing the right thing and we're working with the right people.